Last week, I spoke a bit about suffering because I thought the readings particularly were suitable for that, and it's something that we don't hear a lot about nowadays. We like to skip ahead to the resurrection, but we want to sort of skip the cross and skip the suffering, but that's part of it. It's certainly part of who Jesus was. We had in the Hebrews reading from last week said that, you know, through his suffering, he learned obedience through his suffering. In other words, Jesus, I don't think, needed to learn obedience, but because he was obedient, he became suffering, and because he was obedient, he underwent suffering. He is who he is. And it's not that Jesus looked forward to the suffering. All the versions of this have Jesus saying, you know, Lord, Father, if we could skip this whole passion thing, it would be all right, be fine with me, but not my will, but your will. And he did. And he did accept the suffering. He accepted it because that was part of it, and he did so because he was here to do his Father's will. That reading from Philippians says that Jesus emptied himself of all things divine in his human nature, and he certainly did in all things but sin. He emptied himself, underwent sufferings, even death on a cross, and that was part of the whole deal, if you will. I don't know if you've all watched The Passion of the Christ for the 17 or 25 times like I have. I usually watch it every year, and I do it because it reminds me, it's a movie, and there might be a little bit of exaggeration of some of the things, but there's also some toning down of certain things too, and I'll talk about that more on Friday. But one of the scenes that I think is appropriate for today, or for what I'm talking about, when Joseph of Arimathea is first enlisted to help Jesus with the cross, he comes out, and Jesus picks up his cross and he kind of puts his arms around it. And Joseph says, "Why do you embrace your cross, you fool?" And that's a good question. Why does Jesus embrace the cross? As certainly he did metaphorically, if not literally. Well, there's different kinds of suffering. Suffering, as we know, is part of life. And there are certainly sufferings in this world, and it seems like it's part of life. And there's a few different kinds of suffering. There's the suffering of just circumstances, like illness or some kind of evil done to us, that kind of thing. There's suffering, illness or a car accident or all those kinds of things that just happen to people. And there's suffering that people inflict upon us for whatever reason, evil or they don't like us, or because we're the color of our skin, or we're poor, things like that. That's suffering that people inflict upon us. And then there's the suffering because of being faithful to the gospel. That's what Jesus was embracing. He embraced that suffering. He embraced the suffering of his mission. He didn't look for it. He didn't seek it out. But when it came, he embraced it. And it's a lesson for us as well. Jesus doesn't ask us to embrace all suffering necessarily, but he does ask us to embrace the suffering that we undergo through the gospel. He says that, "Blessed are you for those who suffer persecution for my sake and for the sake of the gospel." That is a blessed kind of suffering, and throughout the centuries, Christians have done that. It's not easy, and we don't seek it out. But when we do, we embrace it, knowing that Jesus is with us. But the other kinds, too. We don't embrace it, but we accept it. That's different, you know, because that is part of life. And we want to deny that. We want to do all kinds of things, you know, even to the point of what's called assisted suicide. We do that to avoid the sufferings of life. But it is part of life. And the thing is, if we accept that and turn to Jesus, that suffering too can you know, Jesus' sufferings resulted in our salvation. Jesus' sufferings, his sufferings led to the resurrection. That's why we can't forget it, because in fact, in John's gospel that we will read on Friday, this is his hour of glory. His hour of glory doesn't begin with the resurrection. It begins with the passion. And through that, he becomes glorified. And so when we accept our sufferings, and as I say, we turn to Jesus, he can help us to survive those, to deal with those, but also even maybe to bring some good out of that. Because that's what he did with his own. He turns the cross from an instrument of death into an instrument of life. And so indeed, that's what this week and this season is about, how Jesus takes death itself and turns it into not an end, but a beginning of life eternal. And it begins with his sufferings on the cross. And recognizing that suffering is part of our life, we too embrace it, I guess, if it comes as a result of the gospel. But certainly we hope that with his help we can accept it and endure it, knowing that through his suffering, even those sufferings of injustice or sufferings of situation can have meaning, just as he gave his own suffering meaning, the ultimate meaning, the meaning of life eternal.